Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for protection against any demonic attacks. In Jesus' name, we pray the precious blood of Jesus over our situation. I pray the precious blood of Jesus over every person listening to this, over their top of the head to the soles of their feet. And we just cancel all demonic attacks right now in Jesus' name. I cancel all curses versus spells and incantations in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just pray for a warring angel to surround the person listening to this in the name of Jesus. And we just pray the precious blood, Lord. And we come out of agreement with any spirits that accuse us, any spirits that attack us. We come out of agreement with them. We bind them, we cage them, and we command them to go now in Jesus' name. And I pray for Holy Spirit fire on this person. And I pray, Father, that you light them on fire for you, that you give them a desire and a hunger for you, Lord, like never before, that we will seek the Father's face, that we will seek his presence, that we will seek a relationship with him above all other relationships in our life, and we will witness the power of God in our life. We will witness the power of God in our life. I just thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for overcoming death and hell. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father, for this person who's listening to this. Thank you, Father, that you're guiding them closer to a relationship with you. And we pray, Father, that we ask that if this person isn't saved, that, Lord, that you direct them to a church with Spirit-filled Christians, and that you put them and surround them with other Spirit-filled Christians in all their life, that they will see the words of God on their phone, on the television they watch, and they will have a desire to turn off their electronics, to read their Bibles, to pursue you with all pleasure, with all pleasure. Let's desire to get into the Father's presence and to be filled with his joy and his happiness and his love. This God is love. Matthew 17, verse 8. This scripture is for you. Get up, he said. Don't be afraid. And when they looked, they saw no one except Jesus. That's what you need to see, brothers and sisters. You need to see just Jesus in your life everywhere. Focus your mind on him. Focus your mind on him. Focus his victory on the cross. You can have that victory in your life. It's not going to come easy. It's going to be hard. You're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to do the things that are difficult. You're going to have to get up earlier in the morning and pray for your situation. Pray for God to intervene in your situation. Pray for God to expose the evil in your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray also, Father, that I pray the blood of Jesus over every doorpost, entrance, and window in this person's home. And I pray, Father, for the Holy Spirit fire to surround them everywhere they go, and their property. And I pray, Lord, that the demons will scream and burn in agony, and they'll run and they'll flee from the presence of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. That's what they do. They can't stand the presence of the Lord. They can't. So let's become vessels of the Holy Spirit. Let's listen to what he's trying to tell us. Let's be obedient. Let's go out. Let's tell the people about Jesus Christ. Don't worry about the rapture. Don't worry about the rapture. That rapture message is putting people to sleep. The rapture will happen, but it happens at the last trump. The last trumpet. The last trumpet is when the Lord Jesus comes back. He's going to bind the tares into bundles and burn them in the fire, and then gather his wheat into the barn. The wicked will be burned first. Those that are alive and remain will be gathered into the barn. We're going through the tribulation, friends. We're going through it. So get ready. Cry out to the Lord. Fear and trembling. Seek his face like never before. Get into the word of God. Thanksgiving, praise, worship. Put on some worship music and just praise and worship God. Praise and worship. Get into his presence. Please him. Love him. Let him become a friend to you. A best friend that you tell all your secrets to. But it's a two-way street. We also need to be quiet and wait on him and let his presence fall and his words come into us. Let's be encouraged of this. You can do this. It's in you. If you're saved, be saved. Walk like you're on fire for God. Put a smile on your face. Be joyful. Be happy. If you're coming under many struggles, praise God through them all, and He'll give you victory over the enemy. You've already been given victory over the enemy. You just need to take it. Start memorizing scripture. Get those scriptures in you. When you memorize the scriptures, they go into your spirit. And then when they're in your spirit, they're used with the sword of the spirit. They become a weapon on the enemy. And then when the accuser of the brethren comes, you say, "The Lord rebuke you, devil. You get out of my friend's life now in Jesus' name. And I bind all your agents of Satan that come against me in Jesus' name. I bind them now in Jesus' name. We bind them in chains in Jesus' name. And we put Holy Spirit fire on their heads in Jesus' name." This is the kind of battle that the Lord needs right now. This is the kind of battle that we need to face right now. We need to not be these Christians who just bend over for the devil. We need to stop this. Jesus needs to be our shield, our life, our armor. Put on your armor every day. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for putting on the full armor of God for us. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the girdle of truth, the sandals of the gospel of peace. And we thank you, Father, that we're armed and ready for battle. You are soldiers for Christ, so act like it. You've been given victory over the enemy, so act like it. Right? Do not be afraid. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places. And above all, love. Love one another. And if you don't know how to love, Father, I ask right now that you show these people who are listening to this broadcast, teach them how to love you. Teach them how to express that love to others. The people of this world need your love, Lord. So let your love flow out of us and pour out of us onto these people who need it. And as they see that love, they will ask you about it. What is that that is in you? Why are you like this? It's because of Jesus, my friend. He's transformed my life. He's my God and Savior. He gives me victory over the enemy. I trample on scorpions and serpents. I'm wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. Come on now. Let's get you fired up today. You can do this. You have victory over the enemy. And if you're saved and you've been baptized by full immersion and you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then you have the authority to go out and speak in tongues. Go out and speak in tongues. Get in a quiet place and speak in tongues for as many hours in the day as you can. It'll build you up. It'll build your faith. The Holy Spirit will be upon you. You'll start hearing His voice clearly. You'll start doing the things of God. You'll start wanting to do the things of God. You'll have courage to go out and face your enemies. That giant that you're facing, that Goliath that you're facing, he's already been defeated and he knows it. That's why he is attacking you. You just need to claim your victory over the enemy. You need to know who your God is. Who is your God? He is the Most High God. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the First, the Last, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He's given you a victory, friends. So take your victory over the enemy in this morning. Claim your victory throughout the day, even if you don't feel good, even if you feel bad. It doesn't matter how you feel. It's what's the truth. What's the truth? The gospel is the truth. And whatever situation you're in, there's a scripture for that. So find that scripture and pray that over your situation. For the people of this world shall know that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall fear thee. Deuteronomy 28:10. That's a powerful scripture. Get that in you too. May God be with you all.